Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. In this recording, we're going to be doing the quick version of the pull back your power technique. This is something that you're going to want to do throughout your day as situations come up. So just take a few moments, focus on your breath, and bring your attention into your chest, connecting to your heart. Now in your mind's eye, imagine the other person or the situation which is causing you stress. And imagine that wire connecting your chest to that person or that situation. And see, or just know that there's this brightly coloured ball threaded onto that wire, and that is the ball of your power. And at the moment, you do not have that ball. So imagine stretching out, grabbing the ball, and pulling it towards you. As you pull, it's going to be resistant. This isn't an easy process that can just be done at the click of your fingers, because the visualization that we're doing, this is what actually changes the power balance between you and the other person. So you're pulling it back, pulling, 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 until you've brought that ball right into your own chest. And the important thing here is that you now focus all your attention on yourself, on your chest, imagining that ball. And the more you hold that focus, the more the power will return to you. So hold the attention. Okay, now how does it feel? Does it feel as if you've got your power back, or is it only part done? So if you need to, you now do it again. That wire is still connecting you and the other person or situation. So imagine that wire again. Imagine that connection. Imagine reaching out, grabbing that ball of your power and pulling it. Feel that resistance, it will be there, but pull it past that resistance, pull it along that wire, right into your chest. And then immediately hold that focus. Don't allow your mind, your mind's eye, to be anywhere other than on yourself. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Imagine your power flowing back to you, feeling your strength growing. Any beliefs that you have to be in a subservient role or a subservient energy with respect to that person or that situation, just dissolving. Feel your power growing. Keep that focus. There you have it. So this is the power that's your entitlement. And you can bring it back from any person, any situation, any issue. Now it might be difficult the first few times you do this, but remember you are completely retraining your mind and body to do something that's probably the opposite to what you've been doing most of your life. The more you do it, the easier it will get, and the easier it will be for you to hold that power in your life and not let it drain away.